Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, last hour of the show. We're cranking it up to 12. You want to hear something loud, send your song request to the Plaza Ford text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. On the other side of the glass, Vinny just broke down the defense, Buffalo versus Pittsburgh, a Pittsburgh defense that the Ravens handled with relative ease, especially in the first half this past Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium. But Buffalo does have Matt Milano back and Teron Johnson, who we talked about. And here's John Harbaugh yesterday talking about the two returning players.
Well, that's they play that nickel pretty much against everything except when you put the real big people out there. And those guys play so well together. I mean, they're three experienced players. And, you know, Teron Johnson, he's a DB, but he plays like a linebacker in there. I mean, he gets in the box and he plays either Sam or the Will nickel, you know, backer. Based on your formations, just like a linebacker would, and he's 190 pounds. Or he shows up, he's out there in the apex, and, you know, boom, he's in the B-gap before you blink an eye, you know, playing the run. So does a great job, and those are great players.
That's why he got knocked out last game.
He got his bell rung.
He came flying in there because he was lined up over the slot, and they handed off tackle, and bam, and before you knew it, he was in the gap, and he took on the running back, got hit right in the head. And he was gone for a few plays. So, yeah, and tackling any other running back is not the same as tackling Derrick Henry time after time after time.
And you mentioned Milano, great player, a little smallish himself.
220, Bobby, 6 foot, 221. He can run. Hadn't played a lot this year. But, yeah, he's a really smart guy and a good athlete. And I'm guessing that he'll maybe the guy responsible for Lamar.
Now, the linebacker group that Vinny just analyzed, they've taken their lumps this season, not rated high, and I don't know what the Pro Football Focus ratings say about these guys, but Sean McDermott, head coach of the Buffalo Bills, was asked about that group and how they have grown since the Ravens housed them way back when.
Yeah, time on task is everything. And that's part of what they've missed with Matt being out. Matt missed his own time, and then the relationship, you know, they have a strong relationship, but the relationship that occurs on the field, that happens on the field, that then leads to execution, right? So I saw some improvements in that this past weekend, and it's important that continues to grow, along with the connectivity with Taron.
Yeah, and what he's talking about is I think Milano being the veteran guy and stuff, working those guys to, you know, the communication and stuff is big, and working the three of them together, and with, like I said, with Teron also being in there, but communication's got to be the biggest thing, and time on task, as he says, them being able to play together, you know, just like with the Ravens. I mean, you know, look at all the communication issues they had. Now look at, you know, they very rarely have a communication error because they, you know, look at Adarius and Kyle. They play together all the time. They're comfortable with each other. The more you play with somebody, the more comfortable you get.
Now you're going up Buffalo again against the Ravens offense that runs the ball better than any team in the NFL, well, along with Philly, as well as any team in the NFL. In the first game, Derrick Henry had 199 yards, 271 as a team. Denver can't run the football, and they had a problem doing that, certainly playing from behind. Last Sunday, Sean McDermott was asked about defending that Ravens in the zone read offense.
Yeah, like I mentioned, I mean, they're a 1-2 combination. I don't know if the NFL has ever seen that type of combination. Power, speed, explosiveness, you know, Lamar's ability to throw the ball. Like I said, I think Coach Monken has done a heck of a job of crafting this offense and making it very, very hard to defend.
I don't think he's lying there, Bob. You know, I mean, you're number one in the league and probably, what, over more than 20 yards over your next closest competitor. So they have an offense that is dangerous. And I mean, you look at it and say, oh, well, Zay Flowers may not play. Well, okay, you know, that's our Pro Bowl receiver. You know, most teams lose a Pro Bowl receiver. Our two tight ends and, you know, Justice Hill's back. We got him back and he was second leading receiver the last time they played them.
It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Derrick Henry, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. Borrow that from Dan Patrick. So Sean McDermott, I guess easier said than done there, right?
Well, if we had about 5 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape, I think. I don't know. I think it's, you know, I don't know who has that size of linebackers in the NFL. He's been doing this for years, and, you know, he's really good at it. So it's, I don't know if anybody's ever stopped him, you know, so he's certainly at the top of his field and what he's been able to do for the duration he's been able to do it for. And like I said, Lamar and him make a heck of a 1-2 combination.
Yeah, they make it like an impossible combination. It's going to be interesting. I'm anxious to see what McDermott's going to do to try to stop the run. That's what I'm anxious to see. And because they've got two, you know, and I think, you know, probably the biggest thing he says, offense. If you can control the clock, that's the best way to keep them off the field. And that's going to be what they're going to try. I think Josh Allen, Bob, is going to carry it more than 12 times in this game.
Take extend drives for
that. No doubt. And I think his quarterback draws, and, you know, last week we saw quarterback sweeps. We're going to see it. They're going to leave nothing. And I don't think the Ravens are either.
We'll do film study, Vinny Will, tomorrow about what Pittsburgh was doing to try to slow down that Ravens run offense, which obviously didn't work.
Yeah, it did nothing.
If you look at the stats there. But Sean McDermott, last thing before we get to the break and take your phone calls, was asked if Josh Allen running hot because he finished second in the All-Pro voting.
I'm not sure. You have to ask Josh. It's more of a question for him. But as I've said before, Josh is extremely internally driven. So, you know, we'll see where that leads us.
Seems like he's a lot like Lamar. You know, they both want to win, to do whatever it takes to win. And they're both of them are great, great competitors. I mean, you can see it the way they play, the way they run. And how bad they want to win.
Yeah, he's always looking like he's smiling to me.
Yeah.
Josh Allen. And I go, who wouldn't be smiling? You're a multimillionaire. You're engaged to a super terrific actress. I mean, I only know one movie she was in, and that was True Grit. I think she was like 5 in that. But apparently she's a recording star, too, Nolan McGraw.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Allen's teammates, though, they might want a refund on that nice piece of jewelry they gave him for Christmas, gave him an MVP chain.
Uh-huh. No, they didn't. Did they really?
Yeah. This was back at Christmas.
Well, it should add eventually. Because, look, we've said it before, we'll say it again. Lamar got first team all pro from the same people that vote for MVP. How in God's name can you then justify giving Josh Allen the most valuable player when he didn't even make first team all pro? Am I missing something here?
I'm not the
sharpest tool in the shed here, but come on.
Mel was telling me that the AP one, that's all about the stats. That's who's got the best stats. That's what he told me. And then that's in his mind.
Oh.
And the other one is like, who does the most for your team? You know, because
I think they're equally important, right?
Yeah. Well, Buffalo was picked to finish third. Ravens were picked to finish first, go to the Super Bowl. That's kind of what.
And I hear that.
Yeah.
Too.
And I, Bob, it would not surprise me, or it wouldn't bother me if they were co-MVPs.
Ravens have 9 Pro Bowlers. Buffalo has 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't think they're short of weapons. Like, it's just him and a bunch of slappies. James Cook led the NFL in touchdowns for running back this year. Coleman's had his moment. Shakur's a 1,000-yard receiver. They have 2 tight ends who, I don't know if they rival the Ravens. They're not that far behind them. You know what I mean? So it's not like he's got a bunch of scrubs out there.
Yeah.
If I was going to put myself in the position of a Bills fan, though, this has been Josh Allen's best season of his career, I would think. Just finally eliminating the turnover concerns. That was always the one last thing with him. From their perspective, this is the most complete he's ever been. Now, to be fair, we can say the same thing about Lamar over here.
This is his best year he's ever had, too. And he was the MVP last year.
He's obliterated his two MVP seasons. Certainly throwing the football. It's 88-80-1057. The Fan, what do you think? Come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Preview the divisional round with him. It's all set. Minnesota got thumped last night by Los Angeles in Arizona. How scary are the Rams? And what does this mean for Sam Darnold's offseason?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season. Two touchdowns, a workmanlike performance by that offense, but it was the Rams defense that caused problems all night long for the Vikings.
Nine sacks, Bob. Nine sacks. And, you know, the O-line wasn't good. Darnold holding the ball too long. Combination of a lot of stuff. The Rams looked like they were playing with a different intensity level than the Vikings.
From the opening drive.
From the kickoff.
You could tell. And for Sam Darnold, who had a very good season. Hey, look, the Vikings won 14 games this year, which nobody saw coming. But now he hits free agency. You would think, if you look at the numbers, like, okay, I'm cool with this guy. Then you look at the last two games where they could have been the number one seed having a bye this weekend. Instead, he was bad there and then bad last night. If J.J. McCarthy, last year's first-round pick, coming back from a knee, what happens with Sam Darnold now?
Well,
how much leverage, I guess, has been lost in the last couple of weeks?
Well, Bob, I mean, let's just look at it. If you were the Vikings and let's say Darnold played really good last night and they won. All right, so then, you know, talking with Mel yesterday, he says J.J. McCarthy would be by far the first pick of the draft.
Wow.
You know, so you're talking about being able to trade, you know, what you could get for McCarthy, because he would be much better than anybody else that you got coming in. So you could get, you know, I mean, if you're the Vikings, let's just say you're the Vikings, and you got the first pick of the draft from Tennessee, and you're the Viking. All right, I'll trade back, get a couple more, you know, and I can add more stuff to my team. But now I got to go with McCarthy because Darnold can't win the big games. We know McCarthy's won national championships, so he has won, and he's got some mobility, which totally lacked, I thought, last night watching the game. I'm saying, you know, McCarthy could get himself out of some of this stuff.
And we harken back to the infamous comment from Darnold when he played for the Jets against New England. I'm seeing ghosts out there, man.
He was seeing ghosts the last two games.
A lot of Caspers running around in Arizona last night. All right, before we get to the calls, Josh Allen, we heard Sean McDermott saying you got to have to ask him about finishing second in the all-pro voting. But Josh Allen was asked after the Denver win by the Bills, you know, you're taking on Lamar, you're playing the Ravens. This is pretty awesome, right?
Well, they got after us earlier this year, so we got a lot of film to watch. It's a great team. It's a great quarterback, obviously, with Lamar, what he's able to do. He's one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic, quarterback in the league. He's so fun to watch, but I'll be watching their defense this week, so that's our focus.
He'll be studying a lot of that defense because they struggled against the defense, you know, last year in this game. So, yeah, they'll have a lot of work to do, devise a game plan, and what they got to do is try to figure a way to have ball control. Keep the clock running, you know, to keep Lamar and the offense. I mean, because you're going against the number one offense in the league, and they've been number one the whole season, basically. The whole season, they've been the number one offense. So I got to keep them off the field because, you know, you've got, Bob, this is two of the top three scoring teams in the league offensively. So more than likely, we could see a shootout.
Total points, 51.5. According to ESPN Bet, let's get out to the phones. What do the people think? It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday, 105.7. The Fan takes us to Minnesota. And Sean, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up?
Rough night for Minnesota sports, huh? Between the Gophers getting beat up by the Terps. Go Terps.
Well, they showed up, in all fairness. The better team just won that one. But the Vikings, yeah. Though, I was like, what the hell?
And the Vikings. Will the real Sam Darnold please stand up? But you know what? I still get to walk around the town. Like today, this morning, I dropped my son off to school in my Ravens coat. You know, I feel for my neighbors. You know, I sent several texts out last night and this morning. You know, sorry, bud, bunch of those. Real quick, I got four kids. My youngest son is in third grade. Now, his best friend's father lives down the street from us. Is from Philly. I ran into him this morning, dropping Jackson off to school, and we both gave each other the nod, you know, like, yeah, we're still in this. So go Ravens, man. I'm loving it, and I'm still sticking with my preseason prediction and going with the Blue Collar Bowl, Detroit and Baltimore.
That'd be a fun one. All right, thanks, Sean. And it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
No, not at all.
Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. Let that sink in for a minute there. Let's get back to the phones. Parkville, it's Chris. Chris, thanks for holding. What's up?
Gentlemen, great show as always. Just like it was a great game. I just wanted to get Benny's thoughts on this. It seems like in year two with Monken on board, everything is between that and the way they went out last year. I think everyone is like settled in. And focused, mm-hmm. coaches included. And Lamar is so much more relaxed.
Yeah, calm, cool, and collective.
And everyone, some of these Ravens fans I've been talking to the last couple of days, they're really sweating Zay being out. And I'm just like, you pick your poison either way. You don't know where it's coming from. Some of these offensive players that are still very good in this offense, They haven't been very loud. They haven't been, you know, really dialed up in the game plan.
Well, tell your friend, last game they played, Zay had one catch for 10 yards against Buffalo.
Uh-huh. You don't know where it's coming from. And I think the Ravens are looking real good. I like where we sit now as opposed to being the number one seed. And I think that's burning in their mind. That burns the fire. So you guys have a great one.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call. And let's not forget the development of Rashad Bateman course of the season. So
yeah, no doubt
about
it.
He's becoming a touchdown of the week, a touchdown a week kind of guy.
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, Denver hit him deep. You know, because their safeties are, like I said, I'm not big on their safeties. And you know, Denver hit him on that first drive on a deep ball over top of the safety. So Bate could be involved, you know, on in down going deep for a big one.
In the first game back in September, one catch for 23 yards, his only target. Mark Andrews, Blutarski, 0.0. Yeah, one target, no catches, no yards. And that was when Andrews was still, I guess, coming back from the ankle. But since then, he's playing like the Mark Andrews that's made multiple Pro Bowls.
Yeah, and the other thing is they got Charlie Kohler. So, you know, I mean, he helps. Let me just, he helps the run game because Andrews is bad run blocker, and having Kohler in there is a big plus.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Divisional round starts Saturday. Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Preview that with him. And what's going on with the coaching vacancies? Deion going to Dallas. Is that, like, real? And where does Mike McCarthy show up?
This is 105.7 The Fan's Destination New Orleans. Brought to you by Dash In. All the news and insight from the playoff journey. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Destination New Orleans. Where the Super Bowl is this year. Last time the Ravens went to the Super Bowl, they won it in New Orleans. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Look at that divisional round, which is all set after last night. Debacle if you're a Vikings fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We welcome in on the Window Nation guest hotline from CBSSports.com. He's our friend and yours. He's Brian DiArdo. Brian, good afternoon. How you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. My daughter's sick, which is good because that allowed me to not try to play golf in 15-degree weather and 6 inches of snow. So, we definitely need to get some better weather, but no, doing well given the circumstances.
Well, that's very selfless of you to sacrifice that sort of thing, Brian DiArdo. We were talking earlier here, Vinny and myself, last segment, as a matter of fact, about the Vikings and a 14-win season. Can't sneeze at it by any stretch of the imagination, but disaster in Detroit, debacle in Arizona last night. What does this mean for Sam Darnold's offseason? Because it looked like, Brian, he had leverage. How much leverage has been flushed down the toilet based on the big game performances the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's always good to be on with you guys. And yeah, I mean, he definitely hurt his potential earnings the last couple of games. Kind of similar to Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, right? Started 6-1. And then finished the season at 6-6 with a 5-game losing skid. So, and Mike Tomlin in his press conference that recently ended was kind of noncommittal as far as what Wilson and them might do moving forward. So, but yeah, I think Darnold's in a very similar spot. But I think that there are a lot of teams that would still be interested in his services. But it is funny, guys. It just doesn't seem like there's really like a middle market for quarterbacks. I mean, you either don't get a lot of money or you make $40 million plus. So I think one thing we might start seeing this offseason is kind of that middle market start to happen. But I do think that Darnold, is still a guy that teams are going to be interested in. Because I think when you look at last night's game and the last couple of games, he certainly had some passes that were off the mark. He looked hesitant at times, looked more like the quarterback in New York that struggled. That being said, it wasn't like the team played great around him. That offensive line had some struggles. They had a big injury to their line during the game last night, and some of his receivers, you know, didn't make some catches. Jordan Addison had a pass downfield that he should have caught that could have changed the momentum in last night's game. But he certainly hurt himself, and yeah, I could honestly see him re-signing with Minnesota to a pretty affordable deal, and they might run this thing back again.
See, I think watching that game last night, I think it kind of indicated exactly what they need to do. J.J. McCarthy's got to be that guy. You know, because number one, he's a winner. Number two, he's got mobility, which Darnold didn't show a lot of mobility. And I he's a winner. So I would go with McCarthy from now on out. And Sam Darnold, good luck wherever you go.
Yeah, I would agree with you as well. And yeah, like I said, I mean, you could bring him back again with the same game plan that you had last year where he's insurance. He's the backup. Maybe he can push McCarthy a little bit. But I agree, because to your point, mobility, and you guys know with Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah.
You have a quarterback that can run the read option like he did against the Steelers. You're stealing. It just creates such a mismatch. And really, all the Vikings have needed is a guy to throw the ball to the open receivers. And Darnold, the last 2 weeks, wasn't able to do that, and that's why the Vikings are going golfing this offseason early.
Hey, Brian, what about, is there going to be any surprise other firings that we've seen? Dallas is the last one. Any others going to come about, you think?
So I'm not saying he's going to get fired, and I just kind of alluded to this. But Mike Tomlin's season-ending press conference was really weird. It was odd. He didn't really talk with a lot of confidence regarding his position with the team. He was asked how his conversation with Steelers president Art Rooney II went. He basically said, I'll let Art speak for him as far as how he feels about the confidence level of Tomlin and the rest of the staff. And that Tomlin did acknowledge that he did anticipate some significant changes coming within the organization. So there's going to be some sweeping changes there with the roster, with the coaching staff. I think their defensive coordinator might get let go, their offensive line coach. But, you know, that is interesting, though. I don't know. I would say that when Rooney does speak to the media, he's going to say some pretty damning things about his feelings on the coaching staff and the team in general.
Now, what do you think about Ravens-Bills?
I think that's going to be a game for the ages. I really do. I think it could go down as one of the greatest playoff divisional round games ever. I'm talking the old Chargers-Dolphins game way back in 81, the Bills-Chiefs game from just a couple of years ago, just the Snow Bowl game. I think this could legitimately be one of those classics. I really do. I mean, you look at these are the two guys that we've kind of pegged, Allen and Lamar, as the MVPs of the league. They both have phenomenal running backs. And I think Cooks has certainly gotten a lot better. He's been one of the reasons why the Bills have been able to get over the Stephon or some of the losses they've had, Amari Cooper and whatnot. You know, they brought him in, but they lost Stephon Diggs. So I think it's going to be a great game. I think to me, what's going to be interesting is how Baltimore's defense does against a legitimate offense. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from them. They've looked great during their 5-game winning streak, but one of the issues has been they haven't really faced murderer's row as far as opposing offenses. So, and we saw, you know, on Saturday night, I mean, they did give up some big passes down the field against the Steelers. So I do think that's what I'm looking for. How is this Ravens defense going to play against a legitimate bona fide offense? And I think that's going to be the key, because I'm actually doing a power rankings now of all the playoff teams that are left. And I have the Ravens at 5, and you would think with Lamar and Derrick Henry, they'd be higher than that. But I just can't look past the fact that their pass defense has been suspect this year when they faced good offenses. And so that to me is going to be the biggest challenge for Baltimore moving forward.
They did beat Buffalo 35-10 when their defense stunk, but just for some knowledge. Let me ask you this. Who's going to be in the NFC and AFC championship games?
I definitely think I will pick Baltimore to win. I do. And as you alluded to, I mean, there are outliers there. Yeah. I mean, they absolutely did stomp Buffalo earlier in this year. And I do like them in this game. And you start to wonder, you do think this is going to be Lamar's year, right? I mean, and what they did without their number one receiver, Zay Flowers, against the Steelers was incredibly impressive. And I'm tired of hearing that they had 299 yards. They had 300, right? They had 300 until the kneel down. So yep. Baltimore had 300 yards rushing. So I think it's going to be Kansas City, Baltimore. And then, these aren't going to be hot takes, but I do think that the Eagles are going to get past the Rams. I think that'll be a tough game. And I do like the Lions, those two teams, the NFC championship game. So, yeah, I mean, the four best teams are going to be playing with the right to go to the Super Bowl. So it should be a fun weekend.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last thing for you, Brian, and you mentioned those divisional games. Well, it goes to the post here, which the Colts lost at Memorial Stadium. But the Mile High Miracle, which the Ravens won in Denver. So we've had a mixed history with those awesome games, too. But getting away, let's talk about a team that's not in the playoffs. Hasn't even been to a Super Bowl since Bill Clinton was still in his first term as president. That's the Cowboys. What's going on with all this? What's all the hubbub with Deion possibly leaving Boulder to reconnect with Jerry Jones in Dallas? You buying any of this, or is this all just leverage maybe for Deion trying to get more money from the Boulder, Denver, Colorado, Buffaloes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
And as you're talking about old history, I just saw on TV Saragusa landing on Rich Gannon, and I'm sure Rich Gannon loves every time they replay that video.
It's awesome. Legal play.
Yeah, no, I'm not hating on it. That was a great team, and I love that 30 for 30 on that Ravens team. That was a legendary defense. But Deion did give out a statement last night where he kind of spoke on both sides of his mouth, where he basically said, oh, you know, I'm flattered. I love it here in Boulder. But it was really good to hear from Jerry. So that I could see that happening. I really could, because then the pushback I'm getting from colleagues is, oh, Jerry would never want somebody with that would take some of the shine away from him. I think Jerry's learned at this point that no matter who he brings in, he's still going to be Jerry Jones. He's still going to have attention around him. He welcomes the circus, right? And this just is so on brand for him to bring in Deion Sanders. And, you know, I think if that actually happened, I think that if Deion hired capable, very, very talented coordinators and kind of presided in more of a CEO role, I could see it, I guess, working. But in general, though, I mean, I just think Dallas is doomed to just continue to plot along and be this mediocre team that every now and then competes for a championship but falls woefully short in the playoffs. And the reason why is Jerry Jones is the general manager. And it's surprising that they've actually been as good as they have been with that situation. But until that changes and until he actually brings in a general manager, I don't think the Cowboys are going to get any better. And I think McCarthy will end up with the Bears. It seems like that's going to be the natural fit. So I thought McCarthy was the right man for that job, but what do I know? It seems like Jerry's, you know, like I said, I think it'll be Deion Sanders. I think he'll come to Dallas, and I think that the show will continue.
Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. Brian, always appreciate the time. Hope your daughter feels better, and we'll talk to you next week before the championship games.
Sounds good. Thanks for checking me on that Buffalo 35-10. So I'll have to go back and give their defense a little bit more credit than I did. So I appreciate that.
All right, Brian.
Henry rushed for 199 yards that day, too. Anyway, Brian DiArdo. All right, Brian, talk to you later.
80 yards on the first play.
Brian DiArdo, everyone. We'll come back. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. And we got your phone calls. You got a couple minutes to get in. It's 410-583-1057. Turn it up Tuesday. Tomorrow, Damon Evans, athletic director, University of Maryland, will be joining us. What's all this Mike Loxley to the Jets stuff we've been hearing about? It happened, but what are the chances that old Lox could be going up north?
Maybe he's doing the Deion leverage. Like you said, he's going to get some more money from Maryland.
Hey, look, we love Mike Loxley, but I'm thinking old Deion's got a little more leverage than Lox does at this point in time. But, you know, you never know, man.
I agree with what you had said. I might have been off air, Bob, that maybe that is to be the OC.
Yeah, could be looking for be taking a haircut. Yeah. His head coaches at Big Ten levels make more than coordinators at the NFL level. But
that's a premier job.
Yeah, we will talk to Mike. Damon Evans about that, and obviously the Turtles, both men and women, looking successful so far here this season and everything else going on in College Park. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the divisional round with him and his Steelers. Just talking to Brian DiArdo. Boy, it looks like things are a little shaky in Pittsburgh here.
Sounds like, I'm guessing, a lot of new defensive coaches, because that's got to change. And then a new O-line coach. So there'll be a lot of changes on the coaching staff.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts, Nolan, for the people before Inside Access takes over?
No, I mean, they need a quarterback. That's it.
That's major problem.
Yeah, that's where it starts and stops in the NFL.
I was reading, Nolan, you know, in the Pittsburgh papers that says, you know, the Steelers want to re-sign Fields.
I could see that.
So what, do they run it back with those two? Both Russ?
Russ, as a backup, you mean?
Which
or
one?
To be the Fields.
Oh, I don't know if it's starter or whatever, but they'd like to re-sign him. Plus, he's younger. I mean, Russ did play good, though, against the Ravens.
I could see you bring back Fields as a backup and try to groom him a little bit and grow him, because he still does have that potential. But you got to get yourself a legit starter. Yeah. And as we know, forever in the Mike Tomlin era, they've never had a premier draft pick to actually take a legit bona fide quarterback.
Nope. And they were not going to get to this year either. I mean, there isn't one.
And their only history of trading up was a failure, too. And they tried to trade up for Devin Bush.
Hey, kick the tires on Aaron Rodgers. See how that works out for you.
Hey.
Where's Terry Hanratty when you need him? It's Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Howard in Baltimore here, more optimistic than ever, it seems. Says Buffalo, sure, they've gotten better, but I'm not going to forget that regular season blowout by the Ravens. The personnel isn't going to change enough to see major changes in his opinion. Also, doesn't see this being a pick'em game. In his opinion, Baltimore should be favored by at least 3, even as the road team, the Rams, the Lions, both scored 40-plus on Buffalo's defense. No reason the Ravens can't do the same.
See, and I can easily say, Nolan, that the Ravens' defense improved. The Ravens' improvement is bigger than anything that Buffalo did. To go from 27th to 10th on defense, that's a huge improvement.
This texter here about the whole Lamar thing with Bob, the naysayers,
yes,
the supporters. Well, we have a self-admitted Lamar Jackson doubter here. Says, you can't tell me that you don't have any concerns with the decision-making at the end of the first half. He's talking about the Steelers here. If they don't get at least 3 in that situation, it's a one-score game at the end. A better team would have taken advantage. I'm not sure I follow there. I mean,
didn't they score a touchdown with like 10 seconds left?
And
the Ravens
were like 3 seconds.
Yeah, where Lamar hit Justice Hill.
Yeah, yes.
So whose decision making are we talking about here?
Well, that's what I mean. That's like the quintessential Lamar play. That's what he does. That's not a fluke. That's not the first time we've seen that.
Yeah, and Harb's talked about that. He
said
there
was Anison.
11 seconds. And then, like he said during his press conference, he says, because I see Lamar scrambling around, I said, and I'm saying, throw it away. Oh, touchdown, yes!
Yeah. Yeah. A better team? It was a playoff game, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A playoff team. Whatever. Next!
This texter here says, it seems like Roquan Smith.
He threw a touchdown pass.
Right. Roquan Smith, as well as Kyle Hamilton, kind of getting into it with Stevens after that touchdown in Saturday's game. If the Ravens get bounced in this playoffs, Brandon Stevens will be the reason.
I can't disagree. You know, I didn't see Roquan get. I saw Hamilton like saying what the f.
Yeah, give me
yeah.
The old,
but I didn't see Roquan. Did you, Bob? I didn't see Roquan on that one.
I don't remember. No.
This one, Bill in Bayview, a little Orioles note referencing the buy or sell topic on Anthony Santander. Bill says, absolutely, bring Santander back. Gives you not only flexibility, but some injury insurance for others. Without him, we have only 4 regular outfielders, Kowser, Mullins, O'Neill, Kerstad.
I don't think they're bringing him back to be the 4th outfielder. He's batting 3rd or 4th in your lineup. Can he pitch 160 innings? Be curious to see if old Tony Taters could, in theory, bring him on. Happy touching reunion. I'm all about it. Doesn't appear to be any room at the inn right now.
And one last
one
here. Texter says, just another opinion on the whole MVP debate. When I sit down and watch a Pat Mahomes in Kansas City, a Josh Allen in Buffalo, even Joe Burrow with the Bengals, I know I'm watching very good quarterbacks. But when I sit down and watch the Ravens, I watch Lamar Jackson, I'm watching history on a weekly basis with his statistical achievements. To me, that says it all.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It is history because, you know, I mean, when you just think of the records that he's going to have by the time he's done, you know, Bob?
He's setting them already.
No, and I know, but I mean, he's just going to increase them.
Well, let this sink in, Lamar doubters. If, and it's big ifs, if they win the Super Bowl to go with what appears to be his 3rd most valuable player, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. If he retired the day after the Super Bowl. That's the kind of resume he's putting together at 28 years old. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes. We're back tomorrow. Woman Crush Wednesday. Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. It's playoff week. For now, class dismissed.